there might be in the future a man on mice DNSSEC module which handles a key rollover, but currently we don't do that. And it can be a custom key management, or it can be a signing engine like the Secure 64, which can be plugged in. So any changes going coming into the system, either through the management GUI or command line, or through the APIs, and that goes into the Manamize Central, and there we do some sanity checking, making sure that nothing breaks. We check DNS routes, for example, that CNAMEs have unique owner names and all that. If everything is okay, we send the unsigned zone or the partly signed zone to the external key management and zone signing system, which can be done through several interfaces. And then it's coming back to our central, and then the changes will be sent to the DNS service itself and will be present then there and will be live in the network. And for each change, it goes through this, this chain. Here we have a simple example on the parameters. We have in the system something called metadata fields or custom fields, where you can store parameter information for automation. And here we have the key IDs for the zone signing key, the key signing key, and the expire and inception dates. We can have also more information in there that really depends on the key signing toolkit being used, whether it is OpenDNSSEC or ZKT or whatever you use there. And all these parameters, you can manage it from within the Manamize tool. The signing will not be done by Manamize, it will be done by an external tool, but it will all controlled by one interface, and you have everything together in one place and see all the information in one place. And if you go into a zone, then you see the zone data also in there, the record types of signing, and you can check, validate if everything is correct in there. As you see, we have a little lock symbols on the left side of all the DNSSEC records. That is because we don't allow the customers to make manual changes in the keys or in the data of the DNSSEC, because we think this is nothing that someone should do manual. That should be automated. So the users can change an A record, or the user can change a TXT record in there or an MX record in there, safe, and it will be re-signed, and then it will have all the updated record types in there for the new changed or entered records in there. What benefits do we have from there? We have a fine-grained access control, so we can control who has to be, who is able to make changes in what zone. We can even have different access rights on parts of the zone, so you can have different access rights on the APEX records, the zone infrastructure information like the SOA and the NS records, and have then different access rights for the other records in the zone, the body of the zone. You have a history trail in there, so we can always see who has done which changes at what point of time. We do a lot like 200 different sanity checks, preventing DNS outage. So before saving, the system will make sure that the zone is in good shape, and if it will be deployed to a DNS server, it will not break the DNS server in any way, or it will not break DNS in any way. There is integration for IP address management and DHCP management, both IP version 4 and IP version 6, for those who want to integrate with that. And it works with all the existing industry standard DNS servers out there. And we have this non-intrusive approach that it is we don't replace the existing DNS servers. We just supplement them with a management interface on top of them. Questions, I guess, also in the panel. Thank you. One more, if you want to see this live, we are tomorrow and on Wednesday we also have a booth, so we can show you the system working live, and also we can then discuss all the details of DNSSEC and how we do it. Thank you.
Thank you. We now have Thomas Hedstromer of Infobox.
Good day, everyone. I'm Thomas Hedström from Infoblox. We work here in Sweden, and we're very excited to have local represent people here in Sweden. Anyway, today I'm going to discuss the roadmap that we have for DNSSEC and how we will try to implement it. You can talk later to me about the rest of our solution. So anyway, the whole thing started up around 2004 and 2005, and we have some trials with some of the US government agencies because they were requesting DNSSEC. And we had it going at their environment, but the project was put on hold because of lack of interest. It was a shame. And last year we tried to reconnect with DNSSEC pioneers, and you see a few familiar names there. And today really what we are seeing and what we are focusing on is that we will do a phased approach for DNSSEC, and we won't use any external parties or anything like that, because our software runs on our own appliances, so we will have it within the appliance, and we also have special techniques that makes our box has HA, high availability, and we also want to keep the high availability even with the key signing process, because what happens if an external key signer dies, then you can't work with the system anymore. So that's what we try to do. So the first phase will be that we will do recursion we will try to do recursive queries with the DNSSEC. So that will be really be the first step. And also in that first step, we can be a secondary authoritative server for DNSSEC, meaning that we won't be doing any key management. We'll just be the secondary. And the next part that will be somewhere early next year is that we will do key management as well. We're currently trying to discuss how will we do this, how will we protect the private key and everything like that. So that's a challenge that we have. And also about key distribution and such. And well, deployment rate of DNSSEC, I'm hoping that it will pick up, and I guess it already has been doing that in Sweden. And when I first started work at Infoblox, I saw that in the US it wasn't that much, a demand for it. But I think they are picking up now as well. And here are a couple of the usual things that you usually hear about DNSSEC. I won't go through every one of them, but a couple of common ones is that the root will never get signed and stuff like that. And as you can see in the bottom, yes, .se, top level domain is signed, but what about my .com zone? And also implementing DNSSEC requires a complete set of standards, and you all know what they are, I guess. So, how to roll back to on-site and zone, that's if that will be needed, I guess that will be a tricky part. So what shall we do to implement this? I mean, it's easy to say, yeah, we need DNSSEC, but you also need to come up with the plan and implement this in the correct way when you're a vendor like us. So, and also, oh, sorry. A best practice architecture can reduce the risk, and it will, probably. And like we all three have been saying here, automated systems will definitely be a big part of this. So that's what I have for you today, really. Just a quick one of our roadmap. Any questions regarding the roadmap? Sorry. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We now have Jacob Schluter here to talk about the Open DNSSEC initiative.
Let me sort out So hello everyone, my name is Jakob Schlüter. I'm going to talk a bit about the project we call OpenDNSSEC. It's been mentioned by several other speakers today as if it were a product, which is interesting. But it maybe at some point it will be. We who actually do this are a collaboration between multiple organizations. .se, of course, for which I work with this in this case, Nominet, NLIT Labs, John Dickinson, and then of course myself. Also, Ayana is working with us on this, and we're trying to bring all these different experiences together. At first, this was a project where we tried to actually gather experiences. We wanted to learn more about hardware accelerated support for DNSSEC, how HSMs works, etc. We then moved into a phase where we actually gathered requirements, what we would require from a decent key management solution and a decent signer. We did this based on the experience from .se, where we built the first system a couple of years ago, and from other systems, like the one that's been tested at Ayana. In the long run, the goal here is to actually build a fully automated DNSSEC production package with automatic signing, automatic key management, and optionally good support for HSMs. And I will get back to this later, what the different components here. We have a couple of requirements that we put very much value into, and of course, high performance and high security. Also, support for very large zones, like parts of CU.UK or SE or DE, whatever. Support also, as Jimmy from Lupia talked about earlier today, support for many very large amount of zones, and maybe not actually a combination of those two, but anyway. Full automated key management, and finally even monitoring, something, a component which I personally believe is usually left out when people